This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Claire Jackson, and your husband's name's Dante, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so where were you born, and how did you get connected to St. Joan of Arc?
Well, I was born in Shelbyville, Indiana, and in about 2007, my oldest son and myself moved to Indianapolis. And we probably went to every Catholic church between Michigan Road and Benford and 38th Street up to 86th Street. And St. Joan of Arc, you know, we ended up picking it, because at the time my son was three and I had him in daycare and it was expensive and the quality was bad. And St. Joan of Arc had a preschool with aftercare that was reasonably priced. So
So how many churches do you think you went to in that travel?
Oh goodness. We went to St. Monica, St. Matthew, IHM, Christ the King, St. Luke, St. Pius.
You hit the
St.
whole
St. Thomas, St. Joan of Arc.
That's pretty amazing that you surveyed them all and you obviously chose your favorite. So how would you?
Well, you've got to think about it. I grew up in Shelbyville. There wasn't a choice. There was one. So this was kind of fascinating.
Okay. All right. So what were some of the things that really stood out that made St. Joan of Arc, besides the pricing of the preschool, different?
It was more of the cathedral type. It wasn't cold and just concrete. You know, some of the Catholic churches we went to didn't even have kneelers. I like the really traditional look of it. At the time, you know, the priest was young, and we'd always had the older priest growing up. So that was interesting.
And how would you kind of describe the people?
The people, honestly, you know, I didn't get to know the people until my son got a little bit older, because we would go to church, but we didn't really participate in any of the like get to know other people in the parish, just from working, and I don't know, we weren't really involved at that point. We were just churchgoers at that time.
So now, how would you describe the people?
Oh, everybody's very friendly, kind, very community oriented. Everybody wants to help everybody. It's a good mix of people.
Okay. Have you gotten involved with any of the church groups or anything?
Oh, yes.
Which ones?
Well, I started out in the scout ministry, and I served as the scoutmaster for a while. I served as the committee chair for a while, treasurer for a while. And then after that, I got involved in the evangelization committee, and I've been a part of that for a couple years. I'm also the athletic director, and I work in the school also now.
That's a lot.
It is. You're right.
I am an Eagle Scout. I came up.
Oh,
with,
I love it.
Putting the bag on the door and coming back the next week and picking up the cans. That was my project, and they took that and made that a thing.
And my oldest son's working on his Eagle Scout now.
That's great. All right, so if you were going to give some appreciation to a couple people that you've seen do a lot for the church, who would they be?
Oh, goodness. Melinda Ravelli, she was one of the first people I really got to know here, and she's always been active. Another one... Oh, there's just so many. I don't even know.
It's all right. You don't have to list them all. How would you kind of describe the church to somebody that might be interested in going?
It's a beautiful church with welcoming people. Everyone will smile and talk to you like they've known you forever. That's all I got.
Okay. That's all right. They'll appreciate it. Well, I appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And just stay on the line for a second.
Okay.